BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
We're on for another week. It's the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. What's going on, Becky?
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. You all right, Chris?
Yes, very good.
What's happening?
Do you watch Man vs. Food?
Man vs. Food?
Yeah.
Versus or verse?
Oh, we're either.
Yes, I have been known to watch that.
I love
Ace
it.
Ace of Cakes is my favourite at the moment.
But I'm new onto that show. I've never watched it before.
What?
Until the weekend.
Right. And they have marathons, don't they, sometimes?
Yeah.
It's like... I saw a barefoot contester one.
What?
Have you not seen her?
No.
She's on that channel as well, and she's like sort of middle-aged woman. She's always making stuff for Jeffrey, her husband, who's away on business. She like packs him sandwiches every day, or like she's always got friends, and like her husband is always going on business trips, and she makes him these massive lunchboxes.
How is this a show?
I don't know, but it's strangely addictive when you get a marathon of the barefoot woman. I can't say it this time in the morning.
What? So there's a marathon of a woman that makes sandwiches for her husband.
Yeah.
And that's it.
My mum hates it because all she does is basically she
with
gets
no
like,
shoes.
Yeah, she gets cream cheese and like say something out like cream cheese and tomato. And instead of just mixing it around, she'll put it in a food processor to make it look good.
Awesome.
She just like makes normal sandwiches.
I could watch a whole weekend of that.
It takes about half an hour. It is good, but it's not as good as Man vs. Food.
Man vs. Food's the
Clearly
one.
Not. Okay.
Versus I like how he food. Says it. Man v food.
Yeah, man v food.
Man v food. So what are you saying?
Well, I saw one of the recipes on there. Thought I'd give it a go.
No, but they're like the massive can you eat this challenges, aren't they?
Oh, I wish
who watches Man versus Food and thinks, I'll have a go at that?
Loads of people must.
No.
It just makes me hungry.
Right, so what do you do?
I got, I cooked up two cheese toasties in the toasty machine and then put a burger in between that.
Oh.
And just ate the lot. It was great.
That does sound lush, though.
That's like quadruple carbs.
That's like
awesome.
That's like that time someone suggested to us that we'd like it if we had, what was it, a roll with sausage roll and cheese slices in. And we were like, no, that's going to be rank. And then we tried, and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And we tried it. We were like, wish we hadn't done this because.
Yeah, I mean, it was a heart attack on a plate, but it was lovely.
So nice. I want to try more recipes.
From Man vs. Food.
Yeah.
Loads of people are on. Barefoot Contessa taught me how to make risotto. Barefoot Contessa is my totes fave.
She's mesmerising and I don't know why.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, a lot of our listeners love Barefoot Contessa, especially the way she says herbs.
Yes, she does.
I don't like that. That's the thing in America, I don't like it.
Herbs. Are they the same as herbs? Is that a stupid question?
Same, but they say herbs. Just bugs me every time. Subfocus, Out the Blue, is 6:53 on BBC Radio 1. Shona Paul is coming next. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
What's going on?
I'm good, thank yourself.
Yeah, I'm good. Where are you?
Newcastle.
How can I help?
I don't know, you rang me.
Well, I did, yes. Nice, because you sent me a text.
I did indeed, yes.
We're saying, we'll get there eventually, Mike.
Basically, yeah, I'm off to Hawaii for my honeymoon. And I shall be frequenting a few of the Man vs. Food locations.
On your honeymoon?
Yes.
Like where?
Hawaii. Did you ask Chris if you saw the Hawaii ones? We're staying just next door to a couple of the restaurants.
Yeah, remind me what the challenge was.
Massive food.
Again.
Oh, this sounds amazing. So have you specifically chosen to go to Hawaii just to do the challenges?
Well, it was one of my reasons for wanting to go to Hawaii was the message, yeah.
I was going
to
say, how much was it lush weather and beautiful beaches and how much was it, oh my God, I can be like the man off Man vs. Food?
More about like that than anything.
Oh, it's a shame you're getting married because I could have, I'd have liked that.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Pardon?
If it wasn't your honeymoon, I'd come along and see if I could...
It's a shame you're off the market, as you say.
Okay, go!
Have I just been, like, massively...
Oh, my God!
That wasn't good.
That's massive rejection.
That's what happens when Becky offers, right?
I wasn't offering that. I was only offering to come and eat a burger between two cheese toasties.
You said,
hung up.
It's a shame you're getting married.
Yeah.
And he hung up.
What a legend.
Oh.
Okay,
apparently
good.
The donut burger. The donut burger, have you seen that one off of Man vs. Food?
What's that then?
It's a donut in a burger. That looks good.
Yeah.
That was awkward, wasn't it?
That's going to stay with me for a while, that.
Yeah, yeah. It's all right, because not that many people heard it, because it's before 7. The
Scott Mills Daily. Me and Chris are having some football banter on the weekend.
I saw that on Twitter. What's going on?
Well, I didn't realise what I was doing, but apparently I was doing football banter.
Right.
So, basically, I live in Reading, and they're doing quite well at the moment. I didn't realise Chris obviously supports Watford. I didn't realise they were in the same league.
And are they?
When I found out, I messaged Chris to go, oh, I didn't realise, because I thought Watford were better than Reading. It turns out Reading are considerably better than Watford.
Are they?
Yeah. What's happened here is Reading have started doing really well, and Becky's suddenly become a football fan.
No,
I don't think that's a coincidence.
No, they haven't just started doing really well. They made the playoffs last year.
One of those Manchester United ones that just like them because they're Manchester United?
Admittedly, last year when they made the playoffs, I thought, oh, this might be a good team to support. And then I sort of lost interest until now. But that's only like a year where I lost interest.
So Becky started tweeting me football banter, which was a new one.
I just saw one saying COYR hashtag. What's that?
Your Royals.
Yeah.
Right.
That's Reading. Did you see I tried to start football banter with you on Friday night saying, "Wait, are you at St Mary's?"
I was like, what?
And he was just like,
I thought that was a hospital.
Didn't even get a reply.
But where are you getting all this football knowledge from? That's what's confusing me a bit.
What do you mean, all the knowledge?
Well, because you've never struck me as a football fan. Like, you've never come to the pub with me to watch a football.
Chris. Yeah, just because I'm not watching it with you doesn't mean to say I'm not watching it with other people.
Well, you can come with us. You can come with me and the one that doesn't speak on Wednesday night. I think there's a big football match on.
But I might not like the teams. Who's playing?
Chelsea and Barcelona.
Nah.
No, they're rubbish.
Yeah. I'm quite specific.
I like that. You're quite specific.
Yeah. If you like football, do you have to like all teams then? How much time does that take up?
Annoying,
like,
isn't it? Seriously.
There's like so many teams. How can you watch them all? You have to just choose which ones you prefer, surely.
Yes, you do. But
and I've chosen Reading.
Right. But Champions League doesn't interest you at all.
Well, the music's all right.
I love this. This will be annoying so many football fans right now. Sorry, everyone. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. I was in the pub the other day and we were talking about packs. Like, what I'm talking about here is the old school. You know the packs, like, where you say, if in 5 years we're not married, we'll get married. Do you know what I mean?
I've got one of these.
Yeah? Have you?
Yeah. With my old flatmate, Sarah, who I don't speak to anymore.
Well, that's going to be awkward when you suddenly call her up.
Yeah, we promised that if we were still single at, I think it was 30, then we would get married.
Oh, it's only a couple of years, isn't it?
Yeah, so that'd be fine.
This Sarah, what does she do?
She used to work at another radio station.
Right. And what's her last name?
I can't say that. But
is it HB?
It's not HB. Neither is it Sarah Cox. It's just someone, you don't know her. Someone from my past. Did you have one?
I think I must have when I was younger, but no one ever follows through with them, I think. I think everyone makes these packs when you're younger.
I think a lot of people have them at uni or at school. It's like, if we don't get married in the next 10 years to somebody else, then we will get married. Did you have one?
No, I didn't have one, but do you know what? Like, how many people actually go through with them? I've never met anyone who's gone, oh, yeah, we met, we had a pact like 10 years ago and we both said if neither of us could find anyone better, we'd get together, so we are.
But that's basically what it's saying. It's like, if I don't find anyone better than you, then we're on.
But yeah. I don't think anyone, they are just kind of a joke at the time. No one's ever done that, have they?
No, but I think people take them quite seriously.
Yeah, but how many people do you know that have had a pact and then got married? Like, none. No one ever knows anyone that's actually followed through with it.
I'd quite like to know, actually, maybe you're married and listening right now to someone just because you made a pact with them. Or maybe you're going out with someone because you agreed, both of you, that if no one better comes along, then they were the one. Text me.
Yeah, I'm quite interested in the people whose pact must be starting quite soon. So it's like coming up to 5 years and they must be starting to get worried because they're going to get married.
The countdown is on.
Yeah.
I'm going to find this Sarah off of your ones. Sign her up. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Gary and Suzanne from Hampshire have been on. They're getting married next spring after making a pact in 2003. It was a 10-year thing. It's like, if we're not married in 10 years to someone else, let's do it.
I'm not sure if it's really romantic and a lovely story or not.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. What are you doing?
I'm just driving over to work.
How can I help?
Well, my friend and I made a pact when we were at Portsmouth Uni in 1997 that if we were single when we were 40, we would get married.
Right.
We stayed in touch through popular network sites, and I reminded him of our pact a few months ago, and he then proposed to his girlfriend a month later.
How rude!
I know! I couldn't believe it!
What's going on with that?
I know! It was obviously such a preposterous possibility. He went and got engaged.
Awful.
Disgusting.
So what are you saying to him now?
I can't repeat it.
Rubbish, what are you going to do?
I've gone myself, I suppose.
Going to live alone with cats.
Did you not have a backup pact?
No, that was my flaw.
Oh, rubbish.
Well, if you call back in like 5 minutes pretending to be someone called Sarah, you can get married to Scott.
Yeah.
Because we won't have any evidence to disbelieve you, and that's the one that you made a pact with. So. Yeah.
Like, might be a slight problem when we meet.
Well, if you say that.
I'm not going to ask mine.
I don't even want to know the next bit of the conversation.
No. Thank you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Bye, cutting you off now, bye. Love you. There's some people on the text that have made like two or three packs just in case. I quite like it.
Well, that's the thing. If one falls down, what
get
are you going to do?
Yeah, I know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now it's time to go back in time. Did you used to love 24 Years at the Sap End at 5:15? If you did, another chance to hear it. If you've never heard it before, it's my friend Chris's autobiography. Everyone's got one, so why not write one? Here we go. Oh, everything's going blurry. Ah, you've heard it before. It's a repeat.
My 13th year at the Tap End. Up until the age of about 13, there was a yearly event that I both looked forward to and feared in equal measures, the school disco. Previous experiences of school discos had gone well. Generally, they involved playing invisible football with boy mates and completely ignoring or trying to wind up girls. The year 6 one had got awkward when I was dared to hold a girl's hand. But all in all, it was a yearly event where I would wear an England shirt, get high on sweets, and run around performing football celebrations.
Who dared you to hold the girl's hand? And what girl was it?
It was just something that was done in year 6, because I think by then we were starting to like girls, but couldn't admit it, so it was always dared. I dare you to go hold her hand, that kind of thing.
Did you do it?
Yeah, of course I did, yeah. You know me,
How long for?
I do my dares. I think it was like there was always a time limit. It was like 3 or 4 seconds. Everyone watching, go hold her hand, go sit next to her in the coach, that kind of thing.
Okay, I dare you to hold Becky's hand.
Oh, this is a bit weird. This is like a year 6 game, though.
Dare you?
Is this kind of odd?
You always do your dares. Go on.
Well, you got Dare Becky, I guess, as well, because she doesn't.
Well, no, because I'm just a girl at a school disco, and I don't know anything about the dare because I'm sat with my girl mates over here.
That's exactly it, and they love it. You know what I mean? Because it's a bit of attention.
Yeah.
Do they love it, though?
Of course they do.
Let's see how this plays out.
Right. All right.
Hi, Chris. You can't just grab me.
No, but in year 6, that was fine.
I think that's even worse.
She's not having it, Scott. She's
you
not...
just said hello. I find that a bit weird.
All right.
Did you just grab the girl in year 6?
Well, yeah, because you didn't really like them. You know what I mean? There was still a lot of fighting and that. But girls, they like that.
Well, that was odd. Try again.
I don't think she's going to go for it. She sort of bolted.
I think it's your approach that's wrong.
All right.
Be a gentleman.
Hello, Becky.
Hello, Chris.
You look lovely.
Thank you.
Can I hold your hand?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Result.
Oh, well, okay. That's all it is.
Yeah, we've done the 3 seconds and immediately move away.
Would you say result before you left me or result. When you got back to your mate?
As soon as the dare's done.
Okay. Has anyone got any of that sort of antibacterial?
Got some in my bag, yeah.
Okay.
Continue.
This year was awkward, though. I had recently developed a stronger interest in girls, and this disco was a joined one between year 8s from a couple of different schools. Girls were quite literally getting bussed into our school's drama studio for us to have a go at. To really complicate things...
Wait there. To have a go at?
Yes.
To hold the hand?
Well, yeah, I mean, I couldn't think of a better phrase for it, really. To,
you know, crack on. You know what I mean? Sort of gut approach.
And who organised this coaching in of the ladies? Was it the teachers?
I think so, yeah.
Are they still working?
Yeah, it was all fine.
Right.
To really complicate things, I'd met a girl after school through one of my friends, and she was going to be there that night.
Oh.
I won't lie, I was pretty nervous. All my mates knew the situation and had been telling me for the month leading up that we were going to have to dance together. This was a big deal.
Oh,
a
no.
Very big deal.
Mm.
It got to the night of the disco, and my friends Tom and Andy came round my house. My dad was to drop us in Watford for about 7 o'clock. We all wore what was standard Year 8 school disco uniform at the time. Royal blue Ben Sherman short sleeve shirts and classics on the feet.
Ah, the classics.
We mussed up with Africa, and before we knew it, we were on our way. I was quite nervous. This girl I liked was going to be there tonight, and I was going to have to perform.
Ooh.
Mobile phones hadn't quite been invented by then, so we had only been in contact through passing notes between mutual friends.
Oh, cute.
It was proper old school.
Yeah. I think they had been invented, you just didn't have one.
Yeah, but at that time, it was like, tariffs were high.
Yeah.
Did you not have a pager?
I didn't actually, no. I really wanted one when I was younger.
A few people at school did have pagers, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Because I was at that awkward age where everyone that age now has mobile phones, but at the time I wanted a pager. My parents wouldn't let me have one.
With that message scrolling across the screen, call your mum. Call your mum.
Right, I know this might sound stupid, but how do they work? Pagers, I've never really...
The person paging, say Jay-Z wants to get hold of Beyonce, because the pagers are really big, aren't they?
Yeah.
So... Jay-Z will ring a number and say, B, get back to me. P.S. Can you pick up some beans on the way home? And then hang up, and then it beeps and flashes on Beyonce's pager. Call Jay-Z, and then the message.
So someone's got a... how does that work? Well, voice recognition or something?
People in pager call centres. There were some times where you used to have to ring and a woman would answer and you're like, oh, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Especially if it's
giving
naughty.
Giving your message to, you know, a random. I mean?
No, you couldn't... You never used to be able to send naughty pages.
No?
You could.
You've never been...
Yeah, you could.
Did you?
Yeah, you can. Then.
And there'd be someone like the PR4L or something on the other end.
Did you?
Typing away. Like.
Yeah.
Did you send naughty pager messages? What did you say?
Well, I can't say now, can I?
Yeah, you can.
Give it a go.
Do you want to come round tonight and...
Okay, good. And you would phone somebody in a pager call centre and say that and get them to relay the message?
Yeah.
Did you not think that was... Did you not find that a bit embarrassing, a bit odd?
No.
I'm not sure I'd be comfortable.
It was better once mobiles came in and then you could text.
Well, yeah, because that's that person, but you have to go through a third party. I'm not sure I'd be happy with that.
It's no worse than teachers bussing in girls for Chris.
We got there, handed over our tickets and walked in. But there were no girls there, just a small group of small boys all huddled around the touch shop bit. I joined them, saw off a couple of Panda Pops, then we moved and huddled nearer the speakers. A few girls started to come in, and then I saw her. There she was. She caught me staring at her and smiled. I quickly moved my gaze and completely blanked her. I was nervous, and this was awkward. A few songs later, all the girls were dancing in groups on the dance floor, and all the boys were in groups on the outside. This arrangement was fine, and working for everyone, but there was a massive awkwardness, as I was fully aware that I was completely ignoring the girl I liked. Her friend ran up to me and told me she was here. Did I fancy her? And was I going to slow dance with her?
See, that's what I used to like about school. It's so straightforward. None of that kind of messing around. Hello, do you fancy my friend? Will you dance with her?
Yeah.
Done. Simple.
And then it started. The music changed. Casey and JoJo, All My Life. My heart skipped a beat. I saw her looking over. My friend started to push me forward. Despite my resistance, there were about 10 of them, and they were all tugging my shirt and pushing me towards her. We stood there face to face. I said hello, she said hello, and then my mate pushed me one more time towards her.
Hang on, I've got the music, hang on. Got it.
Oh, wow.
Is this bringing it all back to you?
It is a bit, yeah. She put her hands on my shoulders, and I put my hands on her shoulders, and we started to sway from side to side.
Was she massively shorter than you?
No, she was probably, if anything, she was slightly taller than me. was, of course, all wrong and looked ridiculous.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, something out of Shaun of the Dead. Just two zombies there, like slow dancing.
Slow dancing to Casey and JoJo.
We continued to sway side to side. After a couple of minutes, the song changed. Have you got this one? S Club 7 never had a dream come true.
Sure, I can find it. Hang on.
I realised we looked like zombies and moved my hands down towards her waist. This was all going well. I really liked her. And just when I had the courage to ignore my friends that had formed a circle around us and talked to her, the song changed again. Bahamen, who let the dogs out? Got that?
Yes. What happened next?
My mates grabbed me, and before I knew it, I was back on the boys' side of the room. So there it was, my first proper dance. And the lesson learned, hands on waist, not on shoulders.
Every time. I found this now.
Who let the dogs out?
This is what happened when the song changed.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Are your hands still on their shoulders at this point? Yeah.
When the party was nice, the party was
coming. Wow. Happy memories. More. Classic. 24 years at the Tap End tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Something really awkward happened to me on the weekend.
Go.
Well, I watched Reservoir Dogs for the first time.
Like, you've never seen that film?
No, I haven't. And I didn't realise how old it was when I watched it. I thought it was like from a few years ago.
Right.
And I was like, oh, he's really hot, that Mr. Blonde. And then my boyfriend said to me, that's the one from Celebrity Big Brother.
It's Michael Madsen.
Yeah, and I was like, no, it's not. And he was like, yes, it is. And we had a full-on argument. And then I Googled, and it is!
It is him!
And I was like, oh no, I've just said that I fancy him.
But he was hot then.
And that was like 20 years ago or something ridiculous.
Yeah, it's quite old, that film, yeah.
I didn't even realise. And then
it's hot
like,
back in the day.
That's the problem. If you watch films that you haven't seen before, or like really, really old films like that, and then you end up fancying people that really aren't hot anymore and they're, like, really old.
It's like when I see pictures of the Queen from back in the day. Hot as.
I think Michael Madsen's a bit different to the Queen.
I know, but, like, she was beautiful.
The one for me is Mary Poppins. I noticed... Yes. I was watching that the other day and I thought, she's quite... When you look back, she's quite hot.
Yeah.
That's older than Reservoir Dogs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Way older.
Yeah.
Have you seen her in Sound of Music?
Really?
Different
hair, but yeah, she's blonde in that.
Yeah.
Why were you watching Mary Poppins?
Just a bit old school, wasn't it?
Is it Christmas?
Yeah, it's I know true. What you mean, but you got me onto Barbara Windsor, didn't you, last week?
Oh, she's, how
oh,
was that?
About that.
Yeah, I had a look at those Carry On things. Uh-huh. Very good, yeah.
Last week, we were talking about Carry On films. They're off the 60s, but the humour is hilarious and really British and kind of, oh, matron. And we counted how many matrons there were in Carry On Matron. And then we got Chris on to watch that bit in Carry On Camping where Barbara Windsor's bra flings off.
Yes.
When she's doing the exercise.
You must have been the only person ever to watch that on an iPhone. Just like sitting there like, oh, I'm watching Carry On films on my phone.
Matron!
And she's all right, isn't she?
Quite something, wasn't she, back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like if you saw, and you didn't know him now, Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic. If you were to see that for the first time now, you'd be like, woo! And then you'd see him now.
Mm.
Like, if you were 16, 17, loads of our listeners will be seeing Titanic for the first time in 3D and thinking, he's gorgeous. And now...
Bit of a dad.
Not so much.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
And now time for some Scott Mills points. It's an easy way of getting them. If maybe you are going for the spice rack or even the speedboat, it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? Oh, I'm so pleased. The one that doesn't speak is back off his holidays. And he is going to play the Swanee whistle, which we've not done for a while. It's the only instrument he can play. Despite having written the entirety of Scott Mills the musical.
Composed entirely on a Swanee whistle.
Fact. That's true. It's just such a beautiful sound. Give us a blow.
Oh, this is brilliant. Swanee whistle.
Come on. Bit rusty.
That's a mighty Swanee whistle,
isn't
that,
it?
Oh, look at the size of it.
I know.
It's like bigger than a recorder, that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got chucked out of recorder.
At
did school,
you?
Yeah.
Why?
Just lost interest. It's boring.
What, did you just freestyle rather than sticking to the...
Yeah. I, like, Mrs. Stubbs just chucked me out. Okay, so I've got two songs that the one that doesn't speak is going to play on his beautiful Swanee whistle.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Just tell me what the song is, and you get 10 Scott Mills points if you are correct. Got two songs. First one is a bit of a slow jam.
Can you have a Swanee whistle slow jam?
For you lovers out there.
Can you have that? Is that romantic?
It will be now. So, my question is, what is the song we're about to play on the Swanee whistle, courtesy of the one that doesn't speak?
Oh, what's the kidding?
Roger.
I thought you were going to make us guess then before we'd heard it. I was like, that's quite hard.
Here it is. Probably gets you in the mood, doesn't it?
I think I know it.
Okay. Chris?
I don't have a clue. Oh, no.
Any song?
And it's a slow jam.
Slow jam.
How can you not know it? It sounds so similar to the original. It's in the same pitch.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the song that's called Slow Jam, that Twister one.
I love to hear Twister on the Swanee whistle.
This one is a bit of a slow jam. It's a
slow jam by Twister. What are you saying?
I think it's Usher and Climax.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Yeah! Joe in Belfast got it right. Give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Kiva got it right. And Jamie on the M4. Give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. The Swanee whistle song, slow jam. Usher and Climax. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
What is this?
I know it.
One that doesn't speak there on the Swanee whistle, but what is it?
I think I've got it.
Current song, go.
I'm not sure, though.
Go on.
I think it's Azealia Banks. If I'm right, that's legendary.
Maybe you need to say so, Sia.
I have no idea. Starships, Nicki Minaj.
So Chris says 212, Azealia Banks. Becky says Starships, Nicki Minaj. What is that song on the Swanee whistle from the one that doesn't speak?
Hey, I can be there.
Yes, Chris! Easy when you know, isn't it?
I hope he's playing along to the radio edit.
Ow! What's the kidding?
More! Oh! Next!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's time for What's Occurring, round 2. And it's a missing word round. So we bleeped out a word in a famous song. You just tell me, for 10 Scott Mills points, what the missing word is.
Ow! What's the kidding?
Ready for your first one? Here it is. Play along at home.
One, two, three. Everybody sing. Let it all out.
What's the word there?
One, two, three. Everybody sing. Let it all out.
Answers, please.
I've got no idea.
Oh, I know this one. This used to be my theme tune. It's Shout.
You what?
I used to love this song. It was
but
brilliant.
It used to be your theme tune?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
For
I
what?
Just used to have it on the phone. You know, wherever I go, I'd listen to it. It was...
Sure.
No?
It's, I think, the best song that James Corden and Dizzy Rascal have ever done.
Yeah.
Wasn't a follow-up, was there? Did you have that version on your phone as well?
Yeah.
Awesome.
You had a James Corden song as your theme tune. Love it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to copy him then. If he knows it, I'm going to say shout.
Oh. Let's find out. 1, 2, 3, everybody sing. Shout, shout, let it all out. Correct. Shout. Do I give you 10 points because you just copied?
No. Yes. Yes. Yes, you do. Yes. Sorry.
No.
All right. No. 10 each.
Oh. What's occurring?
Next one. What is the missing word here?
Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
What a tune. Let's hear it again.
Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. F***ing 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
What's the word there?
It's working.
Chris?
Yeah, I'm just going to copy Becky.
Oh, God. Why was she on the job 9 to 5?
No, I have no idea. She sounds well happy.
Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Okay, then.
Working yes! 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving.
Okay, one more. What is the missing word here?
These boots are made for f***ing. And that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna f*** all over you.
Two missing words there in that song. We'll hear it again.
These boots are made for f***ing, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna f*** all over you.
Song off of the 60s there by Nancy Sinatra. But what are the missing words too?
Boots. Boobs. Boots. Boots and walking. That makes the most sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Don't just copy her. Say something different.
All right.
Balls.
Boats. No, I was trying to avoid that. Boats and...
These boats are made for walking. Or is it walking?
Washing.
These boats are made for washing. Let's find out.
These boots are made for walking.
Oh, got it.
And that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Very much enjoyed that missing word round. It was boots and walking. Give yourself 10 points if you said either.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for... Show and Tell, where one of us brings something to the class and tells us about it. What have you got?
Okay, it's mine today.
Yep.
I was in the shop at the weekend, noticed that melons were on 2 for £3. Yes.
Yes, bog
so
off.
Picked myself up a nice pair. Between picking up the melons, doing the rest of the shop and going to the checkout, two men had said to me, nice melons.
Yeah, good.
In the supermarket?
Yeah.
Because you had two.
Yeah. I wasn't holding them like that.
Right.
I just sort of had them on my arm.
Oh, well, that's a standard joke. Every bloke should do that to you if you're holding melons.
I don't think I've ever seen that. I've certainly never said it to a girl with melons in her hand.
But why do men do that? There's like loads of them.
It's like if you're holding jugs. I'm going to say nice jugs. Or if you're holding a pear.
Oh, I've had that. I have that at lunchtimes, yeah. Nice pear. Thanks.
Do you eat pears?
Yeah.
Are they still on?
Yeah.
Nice pear.
Do you not eat them for that reason that people say to you, nice pear?
Nice pear.
It's a bit awkward.
I've not had a pear for ages. I might reinvestigate.
Have you not?
Well, they're not as popular as apples, are they?
No,
or oranges.
They're more exciting than
they're
both.
They're a lesser fruit, though, aren't they? They are. Come on.
Disagreed.
They are.
So why do men say nice melons? I don't understand.
It just has to be done.
Why?
Blokes have to do that.
There's loads of them. Nice melons, nice jugs, yeah, like Chris said.
Yeah.
So I think that if I take my melons out onto the street, within 5 minutes, I'll have had a nice melons from somebody.
Really?
Because the people can't resist. It's like, you know that chocolate where people go, oh, you're really spoiling us.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah.
I know.
You like offer them around the office and everyone does it. So I've got, well,
what have you got?
Well, the problem is that I've got my melons, but they're in the fridge at home. I forgot them. And the only thing that I could get from the local one is these.
What are they?
Mangoes.
It's not going to work.
I think it will still work.
What, I don't think it is.
People are going to say nice melons or nice...
nice mangoes.
If you say nice mangoes, does that count? Because that's still... It's not quite one, but it's almost
it's
there.
Not one.
I think if you hold them up like that, I would still say nice melons.
Would you?
Yeah.
What, even though they're even a completely they're mangoes. Different fruit?
I don't think you... No, you'd say nice pear, wouldn't you?
Any of them, but there'll be
okay,
a joke
so
there.
Okay, so the three that count are, we're accepting nice melons, nice mangoes, or nice pear.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right, I'm going to test this then.
Nice buns. Ever had that?
Nice buns.
That's a good one.
There's so many of them.
Have you ever said nice plums, Scott?
I don't think I have.
No.
I'm not sure I've ever said nice pear, nice melons, nice buns.
I've got faith in all men out there. I reckon they're going to do it. I reckon they're going to say nice melons or mangoes. Or
what about if you're holding two owls? Nice hooters.
Right, name a situation.
I'd love to try
name
that.
A situation where you've held two owls. Holding one, you've got to wear that massive glove. Yeah. Nice hooters. It's not easy to hold two owls.
Nice hooters. Louise in Northern Ireland is eating a pear right now. And someone just went, nice pear.
Nice pear.
Oh, God. Seriously. Right, so you're going to go out on the streets mm-hmm. with your mangoes. And you reckon you're going to get a nice melons within 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try that. Is that on tomorrow's show?
I'm
on today's show?
I'm going to do it now. That's why I've got my mangoes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Head out. The Scott Mills Daily. Imagine Steve's surprise the other day when he was holding a rack of lamb.
Oh, right, okay. Amazing.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah, you just missed one, but I got a massive nice pear.
No, you didn't.
I did.
So,
I'm waiting for Beyonce to finish.
Chris thinks that men won't be able to help themselves and will shout, nice melons, at Becky if she was holding two melons, but she's left them at home. So she's now holding up two mangoes in front of her, waiting for a nice melons comment.
There were a lot of people looking and laughing, but no one said it yet as proof. It's
so
not
describe.
Happen when I'm talking to you, is it?
Describe what's happening, where you are, what you can see right now.
I'm stood on a very busy London street with lots of people walking past on their way to work, staring at my mangoes.
This is after Becky in the supermarket did buy one get one free melons and did get a nice melons as she was on the way to the checkout. You have to do it, apparently. Anything yet?
Do you know what? I'm walking past the building site now. This is blatantly going to happen.
Yes. Yes to the builders.
Here we go. Wait.
Hold them up to your chest.
I'm holding them. I don't think they were English.
Oh.
They might have shouted it, but I couldn't translate in time.
Right.
This hasn't worked so far.
No.
There's just a lot of looking and laughing.
Okay.
I think this might be an experiment gone wrong.
Possibly, yes, but Chris is convinced that you will get a nice melons. I think they needed to be melons, maybe not mangoes.
Is this where we're going wrong, do you reckon?
Yeah. You just look like a freak.
Nice pear is the best I'm going to get, I think.
Why don't you nip to the shop? Are you near a shop?
Yeah.
Get two sausages. Nice bangers.
Yeah, let's try that.
No one yet, no?
No, no one.
What's annoying is that I'll play a song and you'll get a nice melons.
I know, that's really frustrating because I had a nice pair before you came to me.
You see, Becky, men aren't predictable like you think.
I know, I feel bad now.
Yeah. Anyway, you keep holding them up to your chest, your mangoes. And we might come back to you in a minute, or we might just abandon ship, to be honest. Anybody at all, no?
No, nothing.
Okay, good. Come back.
All right. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Well, that didn't work, did it, at all? Surprisingly, you holding two mangoes didn't result in a nice melons comment.
Well, I did get a nice pear, but I've got no proof because the song was still on.
Can you go out with a couple of jugs just to see what happens?
Do you think that'll work better?
I think it will. Jen in London's been on saying that she does it don't know why she's holding two jugs, maybe on her way to a meeting with some water or something, but she gets it all the time. Nice jugs.
What about a couple of owls?
Can we find two owls? Scott, I've been here 8 hours now. Still no one said nice hooters? Well, just a couple of sausages.
Yeah.
Nice bangers.
Oh, I get that one now. Right. I didn't get it when you said to me earlier. I was like, nice right. sausages. I was
you
like,
still laugh.
That doesn't work.
All right, were you Korea laughing? Yes, Scott, you're hilarious. Anything you say.
No, I thought you might have taken the sausage out.
Can we get two old-fashioned car horns? Nice hooters.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Have you got something to say? Something you're begging to ask? Something you want to tell us? Then email me, and you could be on this week on Dear Scott After 9, the posh Radio 4 lady, every day this week, reading out your comments, your thoughts. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put Dear Scott in the subject, it'll get to me.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, and the one that doesn't speak.
Hiya.
Like many people, I download the Scott Mills Daily and listen to it before I go to bed. I don't fall asleep to it because it's so good, smiley. But it has resulted in some very strange dreams. For example, last night I dreamt I was in a sports hall where Scott was the coach of a girls' volleyball team who were playing against another team. After the game, it turned out that the two teams had to slow dance with each other, which meant that Scott had to dance with the other coach, who was taller than him. To avoid this problem, Scott borrowed my high heels. Becky had to dance with the one that doesn't speak, and I had to dance with Chris. It was a very strange dream. Love you, Rose, 16 and a few days.
Cheers, Rose, 16 and a few days. I had the weirdest dream about you two on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't... You know when you wake up and you remember it and then you don't remember it? I know that you were in it, but I can't remember exactly what happened.
Do you remember bits?
You can, like, but you just don't want to say on the radio.
Just say the bits, even if it doesn't make sense.
Pull the microphone down and tell us what we were doing.
Oh, really?
What? Together?
Yeah. I know.
I can honestly say I've never had one of those dreams about you two.
Have you not?
Honestly.
Not even Becky?
What about the one that doesn't speak? Where was he?
I mean, we are very close. We work together as a team. It's bound to happen eventually.
No, it's not.
It's not in my contract.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS and Chris. Thought I'd give Dear Scott a whirl this week, seeing as Becky mentioned anything gets on when you're in for moils.
Yep.
Winking smiley. Anyway, I was watching Made in Chelsea yesterday and came across an expression I'd never heard before. Sweat working. Because they're so busy on that show and don't have time to meet life partners, they have to go sweat working. Basically, working out and trying to meet a life partner all in one. This got me thinking, maybe you could send Chris or smooth-talking Dan off sweat working for lols. Kind regards. Out you go. Grr. Push him along, Tony. Go on, pigs. Katie, age 21, off of High Wycombe.
Hi, Katie.
XXX, winking smiley.
Yeah, and to you. I don't understand people that pull in gyms. Like, it happens quite a bit, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do, but, like, who wants to get with someone when they're all, like, a big, fat, hot, sweaty mess? Oh, that's just me.
So is that what sweat working is, then? That's...
Yeah, pretty much. I think getting a date in the gym. I know somebody that is still dating someone they met in the gym. I just find it a bit weird as a place to meet people.
Yeah, I agree. You're there to work, aren't you? Shouldn't be there sort of picking up girls.
I don't even think that I have ever fancied anyone in the gym. It's just not a good look for anyone.
I don't go to the gym, so I... Well, I do go to the gym, but I go in, have a look at the treadmill and then go back out to the cafe.
You do what my flatmate does. Goes in, sits on one of the machines,
yeah.
Looks at himself in the mirror. The end.
Or sits at the end of the pool having a chat.
Then yeah, forget, yeah.
Tell myself that I've done 50 lengths, but
yes.
Really I haven't done anything apart from a little bit of, like, legwork at the end.
Me and my friend Radio Roger used to go to the gym near where we worked in Bristol.
Much success with the ladies there?
Not so much, no, not with Rog. And we used to convince ourselves that we'd been working out twice a week, where actually we just sat in the pool and had a chat.
The more exciting bit about this story is that you have a friend called Radio Roger.
I do.
What does he do?
Works in radio.
Oh! Oh, does he?
It's his life. Next.
Hi, Scott. I, too, have a sports day story with a bad ending.
Oh, no, yes.
Oh, this is after your tap-end story last week, Chris, isn't
yeah.
it? We had
yeah.
a bad incident at the...
at the sports day.
Mm.
I was in year 7 of secondary school and about 12 years old. I found out one PE lesson that I was quite good at hurdling, so I was entered into the 110-metre hurdles at sports day. On the day of the race, I went to put on my kit and realised that following a growth spurt, my shorts were now very small and tight. Without other options, I just had to put up with it. I lined up, confident of a win, but as soon as I swung my leg over the first hurdle, my came popping out of the bottom of my shorts. I then had a split second to decide what to do. I made it over one more jump, where it popped out further. At this point, I decided to fake an injury so I could drop to the floor and sneakily pop myself back in. The teachers came running over and showed genuine sympathy, helping me cross the line to maintain my pride. To this day, I don't think anyone knows I flashed the whole school. Smiley. I don't want a rematch. Stephen Albury.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Stephen. You know when listeners give us a little bit too much information? Cheers, Stephen. Didn't need to know that, but I'm glad I do. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You could be on Dear Scott this week.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.